We're doing the In Yaakov. We're up to Daf Samach Aleph in the Gemara Brachos, page Tzadik Chesam and Beis in the standard In Yaakovs. Vayivya el Adam. So we were learning how Hashem formed the woman, and now we're up to the point where Hashem brings her before Adam. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, melamed shasa Kadosh Baruch Hu la'Adam Rishon Shushvinut. Here the Torah is telling us that God was, so to speak, Avram's best friend, who was there to help him have the chuppah set up properly and have everything work out the way it should. Mikan limda Torah derech eretz. And it was important for the Torah here to teach us how a person should behave. Sheyachzor gadol im katan b'shushvinut v'al yiralo. If you have someone who's a big person, he's the chief rabbi, and there's another guy who's a small person, he's a regular average Joe, he's the garbage man, and he says, I want you to come and help me get my chuppah ready, I want you to be at my wedding to sing with me. Go. The Torah came and showed us that Hashem came down to partake of Adam's wedding and make it a special occasion. And Hashem was teaching us that no one should say, I'm too big for this, he's too small for this. No. Hashem said that he's coming down, and the difference between Hashem and the human being is far greater than the difference would be between any two human beings. Hashem came to teach us that a big person shouldn't hesitate going with a small person, and it shouldn't even bother him. V'al yiralo. He shouldn't feel bad about it.
Were other people?
No. But Hashem didn't send the angels. The angels were there clapping, playing music. But Hashem personally came, Vayivyeh el Adam, he brought Eve to the wedding, and Hashem was there, so to speak, to shine on the wedding, to make it a happier occasion. Think about it. L'man d'amar partzuf, hay minay usagi b'reisha. Now the Gemara asks a funny question. If Adam and Eve were two faces on one body, one in the front and one in the back, so who would walk first? Now, why does that matter? That's a funny question, right? Okay. Who went first? So the Gemara's question is important because it shows us the level of equality that the Gemara envisioned prior to the sin. Meaning, the Gemara envisioned they were complete equals. Two halves of one whole, and one's male and one's female, in the front he's male, in the back he's female, in the front there's Adam's face, in the back there's Eve's face, and before this operation, so... excuse me? Oh, okay. In the front and in the front, fine. On one side and on the other side. But you see from here that the Talmud understood that the only reason that there's this relationship where he's supposed to take care of her and she's in the house and he's outside working and there's this whole relationship of him, so to speak, spreading his wing over her, that's only because of their sin. Meaning, it's not the ideal situation. The ideal situation is really where they're equals, and that was the situation of Adam and Eve before the sin. They were two different bodies, fused as one, two different bodies that were equals. So the Gemara says, so who's walking first? And what the Gemara is showing us here is that it could have gone either way. He says, you know, it's logical that the man went first. Why? A man shouldn't be walking directly behind a woman, even if it's his own wife, because there's nature at play here. Men are naturally chasing after women, and women are not so naturally chasing after men. Women want to be married, but you don't find women chasing after men. So the Talmud says a person shouldn't walk after a woman. If you're walking after her, so if you're walking in front and she's behind, I don't think she's spending her time thinking, what a good looking guy. Boy, the back of his head is just like, wow. you could hang a bow on it. No, that's just not the way women think. But a man, if he's walking behind the woman, he has no clue who the person is. But his thoughts could be fully focused on that woman. So the Braisa tells us you shouldn't be walking directly behind the woman, assuming you're not a... Right. Okay. So, nonetheless, there's a... it seems logical that the way they would walk would be there. Oh, thank you. Even if it's his own wife, you don't spend your time walking, looking at her figure. If you're on a bridge, so pass her by. So in the river, so the women's skirts would, she'd lift her skirt in the water. So if a guy is walking past, they both have to cross a stream, and he walks behind her, so he's going to see parts of her that would ordinarily be covered by your skirt. And the Talmud says he has no portion in the world to come. So you don't have to... you don't have to go very far from here to going to the beach and all that. I mean, the Gemara is saying a situation where she has to lift her skirt and he's going to end up seeing things that he shouldn't see. Okay, I think that's that says a lot. What?
Wait a minute. There are two ideas of that. Adam and Eva are one thing. And if Eva is walking first, then Adam doesn't see anything else. Then the back thing of Adam Eva won't see. So he doesn't see Eva from the back. And if we say that he's watching something, I don't know where they're new. What else can we see?
Right.
No, I'm just thinking, he can't see her if he's looking one way and she's looking the other way.
Yeah, he's going
right.
No, it just it doesn't make sense anymore.
Right. So then you understand... You understand that this Gemara can't be understood literally. Okay? Okay. Tanu Rabbanan.
So they don't answer very much. Or they do answer.
There are answers here that even though they were equals, there was still an element that he was supposed to be leading the way. Meaning the difference wasn't supposed to be as sharp, but still there was this idea that he was supposed to be leading the way. Meaning that the male part of this unified being of a male and a female was still supposed to be leading the way, and it would have been, it wasn't right if it would have been the other way. So it teaches us something else, that even in an ideal world, there can only be one leader. You're not going to have two leaders. There would be more equality, but nonetheless, it would still be more natural that you have one leader. So it's telling us that there are elements that are not a part of the curse, that even before their sin, these were parts, part of their who they were, of their relationship. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braisa. Hamartze ma'ot leisha miyado liyada. If a person passes money to a woman's hand, kedei listakel ba, because he wants to look at her hand, or to look at her, afilu yesh bo biyado Torah u'masim tovim k'moshe Rabbeinu. Even if he has as much Torah and good deeds as Moshe, lo yinakem dina shel genom, he ain't coming clean of perdition. Shneimar yad liyad lo yinakeh ra. Hand to hand doesn't get cleaned of evil. What's that talking about? It's the evil of perdition. A person who extends his hand just because he wants to look at her, he's going to go and deliver something to her house, he wants to see her, or he passes her change just to look even at her hand, he won't come clean of perdition. Yad li yad.
What is perdition?
Hell.
Hey, if he's his future wife, then what's going on? If he's a concept that he will meet her and she will like him and they will marry.
He still doesn't have to take in her beauty. Listakel means to take in her beauty. You could see a woman. You shouldn't take in her beauty. It's two different things. That's strange? Why is that strange?
Because I think it's natural. Otherwise, women will be ugly. And women will have a great soul and they will be ugly. Who's in the other way?
I'm not following.
He's saying, why do women look
nice? If we're supposed to have a woman, You're supposed to marry a woman because she's only, you know, a good character. Then God would have created them ugly, but with a good character.
So that deserves a long answer. But, I have 1 minute till we have to end for Mayriv, and I would be very happy to deal with this topic if you could bring it up on Thursday night. It's a worthwhile topic.